Today, we enter into the first of seven conversations that are all about aligning with your natural state of wealth. And as we begin, we want to talk about our terms. So when we talk about alignment, we're talking about the feel better. That's what alignment is. Feel better is an easier way to describe it because it's the practical application of the idea. Alignment is a bit of a construct that seems a little bit far away. And alignment is not something that you can aspire to. Alignment is something you are in already. But you may be ignoring it. So when we say something like, you're a happy billionaire or you're pretending not to be, these are the choices, this is what we're talking about. You're already in alignment, essentially, with your natural state of wealth. That's already happening, but you may not be putting your attention in that direction. That's what the feel better is about. When you are intentionally thinking thoughts that feel better, saying words that feel better, taking actions that feel better, you are aligning with the fullness of who you are, and that includes your natural state of wealth. Now, when we say natural state, we mean it. The natural state, of course, is the fact that wealth is abundance married to freedom. Remember that wealth does not beget freedom. Freedom begets wealth. When you are in your natural state of wealth, you are in the feeling of freedom and you are in the feeling of abundance. And that is what is all around you. And that is where you actually are right at this moment. We call it natural because it is organic to you. Remember what we said before about how you are unconditional love and you have a mind that is a prism that breaks unconditional love up into pieces. Freedom, abundance, joy, delight, magic, wonder, alignment, affinity, adoration. These are all qualities of unconditional love that are divided out through the prism of your mind. The reason for this, of course, is because unconditional love seeks to become more of itself. And in the seeking to become more of itself, it breaks itself up into pieces so that it can rejoin itself. The logic here is not going to be clear, but this is not a logical statement. But if you feel your way into what it feels like to be unconditional love, which you can't really do, but you can imagine what it might be, because unconditional love, in the same way that water has no flavor, unconditional love has no feeling because there's no contrast that can point to it that is distinguished by something else. Even when you are in your most despairing of moments, unconditional love is not sitting in contrast to despair. Despair sits in contrast to unconditional love, but it does not create a contrasting feeling. You cannot be in contrast to the thing that you actually are, essentially, organically, naturally. Now, as we said before, the prism of your mind breaks unconditional love up into pieces, such as abundance and freedom, which are wealth when combined together. This is the natural state for you. You also may think that you have contrasting feelings and contrasting thoughts that are the opposite of wealth, but you don't. That's why we talk about one of the forms of wealth, which is cash, dollars, pounds, euro, etc., as having two different names. Cash, which is what you actually have in your wallet, or what is in the bank, or what's in the coin jar, the actual tangible thing you can see and use and observe and interact with and promote and amplify. Then you have money. Money is the thing you worry about. You can't worry about cash. If you're worrying, it's not about cash. If you're worrying, it's not about freedom. If you're worrying, it's not about abundance. And worry is just one of the words we could use here. But any idea that you are not is a pretense. As we say, you're a happy billionaire or you're pretending like you're not. Those are the choices. Those are the breakdowns. That's how this works. Your natural state of wealth is organic to you. It's natural and it is essential. It's inherent. It's not something you achieve. It's something you remember. It's something you fall back into. when you make the decision to choose the feel better, whether it's the feel better in the words that you're saying, or the feel better in the thoughts you're thinking, or the feel better in the actions you're taking, when you make that more important than any opinion, and those are the other things, money is an opinion, worrying about money is an opinion, fretting about money is an opinion, thinking that money is running out is an opinion. It's not true. It's not real. It does not align with the essential nature of your being. But it can be used to great purpose. You use abstract thought all the time in order to construct a notion and then turn around and implement it. So the idea of worrying about money, for example, does amplify your desire for cash. And it actually does make more room if you are willing to let it carry you instead of trying to solve the problem. It will carry you into the abundance and the freedom of the wealth that is inherent to you, that manifests into the form as cash, likely cash, dollars, pounds, euro, whether that's currency or bits and bytes of data on a computer. When you decide to pay attention, to put your intention on feeling better, all sorts of things begin to open up. Now, this is a moment by moment thing. It's not a building up. It's not a process. It's not a cultivating. It's not even an amplifying in the sense of gathering more and more and building sort of a force of nature or a wave that's going to build and crest and fall. Nothing like that. It's a moment by moment thing. Don't forget, your physical reality is not an ongoing proposition. It is something you encounter each and every moment. It's something you're manifesting each and every moment. It's something you're versioning into being each and every moment through your imagining. The idea that you have, the abstract idea that you have of a past that exists that is going to then move through the present into the future, these are abstract ideas. They're very useful. We're not suggesting you should discard them, but don't count on them and don't rely upon them. Use them for what they are. They are there to amplify. They are there to help you build desire through the contrast of what those things look like and mean to you. So when you're worrying about money, for example, you're actually amplifying desire through the contrast of that thought. If you try to solve the problem of worrying about money by either not worrying about it or trying to figure it out or handle it or manage it, you're going to lose. It's not really lose, but you're not really using it for what it's there for. Being afraid of worrying about money, which is a kind of New Age quandary that we come across quite often, that somehow or another that's going to doom you or curse you, that's never true. You can spend time there and you're not going to like it, and you will get more and more evidence that it's right and real. But that's just how thoughts work. That's not testifying to anything other than your capacity to manifest through thinking. That you don't manifest actual objects that way. The objects, the cash, dollars, pounds, euro, the body you're having, the room you're in, wherever you go, whatever you do with whatever you have in physical reality, those things are manifesting because they feel better in the manifesting. So this alignment of which we speak, aligning with your natural state of wealth, that's you moving into the alignment of the having of more of cash, dollars, pounds, and euro. That's not just cash, but we're going to focus on cash through this series of conversations, because that's the one that most of you are most enjoying and wanting and playing with. So being in this right place at this right time and in this right way, wonderful things are happening. Everything that is happening here is indeed happening for you on your behalf and to your benefit. Aligning with your natural state of wealth just means feeling better. And it doesn't have to be feeling better about cash or the ideas of wealth or what forms they take. It's feeling better generally. But it is a powerful thing when you start thinking about your natural state of wealth and you start thinking about what that actually means and how that's an essential aspect of you, and that it is your organic state to be wealthy. It is not an assumed idea. It is not an idea that you're reaching for. It's more of an idea that you're falling back into and relaxing and allowing that idea, the essential, organic, natural state of your wealth, to carry you. to carry you into having more and more cash, dollars, pounds, euro, etc. The more you contemplate this, it is likely that you will find thoughts that feel better and better and better in alignment with that. You can focus on that. You can focus on the general. You can focus on things that have nothing to do with anything like this. But any thought that feels better is bringing you into alignment with your natural states. And one of those natural states is wealth. Another natural state, of course, is well-being. Another natural state is the organic nature of all relationships and the ways in which they are perfectly aligned for you. If you leave them be and let them be what they are, they will show you how powerful they are. Another natural state is the way in which you express yourself, that you're always in the right place at the right time, saying the right thing right here and right now. And the more you recognize these things and the more you align with them, meaning that you stop pretending as though your body is not the right body, your relationship is not the right relationship, your self-expression is not the right self-expression, or that money itself is a question that is worthy of worry. Those are all pretenses. And they're all abstract. And if you'll notice, you can't really solve those problems. If you attack them, they get worse. If you fall back and say, well, it doesn't really matter, which is one way to begin to align with your natural states, they will resolve themselves, or they won't actually really resolve themselves. What they actually do is they become non-entities. They simply are not present because you're not focused on them. So you don't have any further evidence of them. Or if you do have any evidence, it's kind of a distant memory that doesn't really ring a bell with you. And what you begin to see and what you begin to feel is things that feel better in the seeing and in the having and in the thinking and in the doing. And of course, in the saying. So you're in the right place at the right time, right here and right now. That is absolutely positively the case. And your state of well-being and wealth is present right now. You can pretend like it's not. But you are indeed a happy billionaire. Or you can pretend like you're not. And it's okay if you pretend like you're not. And that's temporary and transitory. You cannot really hold that position for very long. When you're fighting it, of course, you're holding it. And of course, it feels worse and worse and worse. But eventually, you will exhaust yourself of that. So this is a self-correcting system. There's really not anything to do here in the way that you may think. Particularly if you think, for example, that this is somehow a course or an instructional conversation, which it isn't. We're just telling you what's going on here. And then you can opt into these ideas or you can opt out of them. You can take what you like and leave the rest, however you want to do this. Because one thing we are not questioning, and we certainly have no notion of it being otherwise, is your own innate brilliance. You're using us. You are manifesting us to talk to you about these things, to bring these things to the table, to offer these in conversation. And we're delighted to be used in this way. Be quite clear. We are indeed delighted. And so wonderful things are indeed happening here. Magical things, delightful things indeed. And of course, you are in the right place at the right time, in the right way. And everything happening here is indeed happening for you, on your behalf and to your benefit. It's good to be here. In this moment, at this time, and in this way, with all of this magic. Wonderful, delightful, and delicious things indeed are happening for you and very much to your benefit. So you're here in this right place at this right time and in this right way. Everything, of course, is happening for you on your behalf and to your benefit. The more you are putting your attention on thoughts that feel better simply because they feel better, the better it gets. The better it gets. You, of course, being in this right place at this right time and in this right way, are truly having some astonishing and wonderful magic. Being here in this place at this time and in this way means letting yourself feel better. Notice what we just said, being here in this place, in this time, in this way, meaning that you're in alignment with the natural state of your wealth or your well-being or your relationships or your self-expression or anything else you can imagine. Being in these natural states means just thinking thoughts that feel better and doing things that feel better in the doing and saying things that feel better in the saying. This may seem overly simplistic, But it's only overly simplistic because you have assigned a great deal of complexity to the need to sort out and figure out what the fuck is wrong with you, how you got here, why it's happening, preventing that from occurring in the future, and then being vigilant on that. That's a lot of work, none of which is necessary, because those ideas are all entirely abstract. They do not manifest. Any evidence you have of their manifesting is entirely a projected image of pretense. You're pretending as though that's true, when it's not. And it is part of the reason we say this is because it's not that difficult to let go of that. It's not that difficult to let go of the worry that you have about money, particularly if you don't try to let go of the worry you have about money and instead just simply turn to something else, not opposite, but different. Something that feels better. And if you know no other way to do this, you can simply say, I am thinking a thought that feels better, or isn't it wonderful? ? Or everything is working out for me, or everyone everywhere is helping me, or I am in the right place at the right time, right here and right now, or whatever else it might be that you would say that does indeed feel better in the saying. And the payoff is instantaneous. You feel better in the saying of these things as it happens. So being here in this right place at this right time and in this right way, with all these magical things and these wonderful ways, this is really good stuff. In fact, it's quite magical stuff. In fact, it's quite delightful stuff. And being here in this place at this time and in this way doesn't mean what you're going to do to fix anything. It means more like taking a deep breath and being in alignment with who you really are. By thinking thoughts that feel better because they feel better. And as we've said many, many times, the point of thinking a thought that feels better, as much as we've said, look, this is what will happen as you do this, and it will, you will discover the true nature of your wealth. You will continue, let's put it that way, it's not a new discovery. You will continue to discover the true nature of your wealth. You will continue to discover the true nature of your well-being. You will continue to discover the true nature of your relationships. You will continue to discover the true nature of your self-expression. These things will continue and continue and continue as they have been for quite some time, for in fact an eternity. And you will also feel better right now in the thinking of the thought or in the saying of the words or in the taking of the actions. This is alignment. So alignment is aligning with these natural states, aligning with the organic nature of your essential being. Turning away from the pretense that does not feel better, because there are times when pretense does feel better. Absolutely. But whatever you're pretending to is entirely abstract, but it does not manifest. And you've got a body. You have a body with an ear that is listening to these words that you're manifesting. You have a body, you're manifesting objects and things, people, situations, circumstances, and cash, dollars, pounds, euro, etc. That is why you're here, for the delight of all of this manifesting. You may think you're here to do some sort of karmic work on yourself, to perform dharma, to do forgiveness work, to break out of the cycle of life and birth and death. You can think those thoughts. Those are all entirely abstract because they have a lot to do with the past and the future and very little to do with the present. But in the present moment where you are right now, manifesting this body as you listen to these words, manifesting us as you listen to the words coming forth that you are also manifesting, you are in the right place at the right time. Thoughts like that are in alignment with who you are. It's very simple, all of this. There is very little complexity. The complexity is in the unwinding of it, in the addressing of it, and saying, here's all the things that you're pretending are true, which are not. And the pretense is doing this and this and this, which is seemingly quite complex. But then when we turn and we say, but here's an alternative, it's not the opposite, though. It's never the opposite. It's just different. Paying attention to that is very powerful. What you're doing when you turn and you intentionally think a thought that feels better, or you intentionally say words that feel better, or you intentionally take an action that feels better. And remember, thoughts that feel better in the thinking In the moment of the thinking, it feels better. Action that feels better in the taking, in the moment of the taking action, it feels better. The payoff is instantaneous. Speaking in ways that feel better in the speaking. Letting the words that come through you be a blessing to you. Let the actions that move through your body be a blessing to you. Let the thoughts that are moving through your mind, where you're putting your attention, be a blessing to you. The payoff is instantaneous. And the payoff is very simple. Very direct and very immediate. You feel better. Feeling better for the point of feeling better is the entire point. There is no other point. Now, there will be other things that happen because you are a manifesting being of light. You are a being of light who is manifesting, shall we say. You are temporarily taking on the veil of the physical, which is an astonishingly delightful place to be. Temporarily, for seconds or minutes. As we said before, we've never come across anyone who's ever spent more than 30 minutes here. And when you go away, it's because you're imagining something somewhere else, and you're going over to that version of you to go check out what's going on there. And then you come back, and then you have a backstory that fills in the time, quote unquote, the time gap between when you left and when you returned. And it's powerful. All of this is quite powerful. All of this is quite amazing. And all of this is quite wonderful. And as amazing and as wonderful and as delightful and as powerful as all of this is, it's only getting better and better and better and better and better and better from here.